Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA plans to return tantalizing rover samples from Mars to Earth by 2035. Second, NASA's Parker Solar Probe survives its first close-up solar encounter. Third, NASA's Kennedy Space Center marks a new chapter for Florida's space industry. Fourth, Rocket Lab has been selected by NASA to provide neutron launch services. Fifth, a new NASA robot with X-ray vision will watch Earth breathing from the moon. Sixth, the Wolf Moon in Mars will pull off a rare vanishing act Monday night. Lastly, spectacular views of the northern lights from the International Space Station are now available on YouTube. In our mission updates segment today, we're starting with an exciting announcement from NASA about their Mars sample return mission. NASA officials have unveiled a new two-pronged approach to bring back soil samples collected by the Perseverance rover from Mars to Earth by 2035. This mission could provide crucial insights into Mars's geological history and help prepare for future human exploration. Despite initial plans for an earlier return date of 2033, budget overruns and delays forced NASA to rethink their strategy. According to NASA Director Bill Nelson, costs were soaring to as much as $11 billion, with potential delays pushing the return to 2040. In response, NASA accepted proposals for more cost-effective solutions, leading to a dual-path strategy. The first path is a streamlined version of the original mission, utilizing the crane landing method seen with the Curiosity and Perseverance rovers. This revised approach eliminates helicopters and suggests a simplified lander rover system to retrieve samples. The second path involves private contractors providing hardware and mission parameters, aligning with NASA's budget and timeline. Both proposals plan to use a revamped Mars ascent vehicle powered by a radioisotope power system, offering more reliable energy than solar panels, especially during Mars nighttime and dust storms. Once samples are in orbit, they will be captured by the European Space Agency's Earth Return Orbiter and prepared for their journey to Earth. NASA's scientists emphasize the importance of analyzing these samples in terrestrial laboratories to search for signs of ancient life on Mars. As Nikki Fox from NASA's Science Mission Directorate noted, this mission could change our understanding of Mars, the universe, and ourselves, while paving the way for human explorers to safely reach the Red Planet. The final decision on which path to pursue is expected by the second half of 2026, with both options targeting a 2035 return date. The European Space Agency remains a key partner in this ambitious endeavor. NASA's Parker Solar Probe has successfully survived its closest approach to the Sun, marking a significant milestone in space exploration. This daring maneuver took place on December 24th, when the probe flew just 6.1 million kilometers above the Sun's surface, a distance well within Mercury's orbit. Confirmation of the spacecraft's survival came with a beacon tone received on December 26th, followed by telemetry data on January 1st, which verified that the probe had executed its pre-programmed flight commands without issue. Launched in 2018 from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the Parker Solar Probe is equipped with four scientific instruments, including magnetometers, an imager, and particle analyzers. These tools are protected by an 11.4 centimeter thick carbon composite shield designed to withstand temperatures reaching almost 1,400 degrees Celsius as the probe journeys through the Sun's corona. The mission, named after physicist Eugene Parker, is set to complete 24 orbits around the Sun over its 7-year duration. Its next close encounters with the solar surface are scheduled for March 22nd and June 19th of 2025. Data from the December pass will begin transmission later this month when the probe's powerful antenna aligns better with Earth, allowing for higher data rates. Nikki Fox, head of the Science Mission Directorate at NASA headquarters, emphasized the historical significance of this mission, noting that by studying the Sun up close, scientists can gain a better understanding of its impacts on our solar system and the technology we rely on daily. The mission also provides insights into the behavior of stars across the universe, aiding in the search for habitable worlds beyond Earth. In our policy and industry segment today, we're diving into a major development at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. On January 8th, a memorandum of understanding was signed by the Kennedy Space Center director and charter members of the Florida University Space Research Consortium. This landmark agreement marks a new chapter in research and technology collaboration, aiming to bolster NASA's Moon to Mars exploration initiatives. This consortium, designated as the state's official space research entity in 2024, includes key players such as the University of Florida, the University of Central Florida, and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. The signing ceremony, held at the Kennedy Space Center, was attended by NASA leaders, state officials, and guests, highlighting the significance of this partnership in advancing research, technology development, education, and communication between the spaceport and Florida's burgeoning space industry. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson expressed enthusiasm about the collaboration, noting that this agreement will enhance NASA's long-standing partnership with Florida's universities. He emphasized the importance of the Artemis generation, researchers, faculty, and students who will lead the way in this golden era of space exploration. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also praised the initiative, declaring Florida as the ideal place for such a consortium due to its thriving aerospace industry and world-class educational institutions. He underscored the state's ambition to lead the nation in developing a blueprint for state space partnerships. The consortium aims to create a symbiotic relationship between NASA's Kennedy Space Center and Florida's universities, driving innovation through academic collaboration, joint projects, and workforce development. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez highlighted how this partnership will strengthen Florida's position as a leader in the global aerospace economy. This memorandum of understanding is the first of its kind for NASA's Kennedy Space Center, positioning it alongside other NASA centers like Ames Research Center in California and Johnson Space Center in Houston, which have also established significant academic collaborations. Kennedy Space Center Director Janet Petro remarked on the collaborative opportunities this agreement presents, enhancing NASA's research in fields critical for long-term human exploration. In today's Tech Advances segment, we're spotlighting an exciting development in the world of space launch services. Rocket Lab USA, Incorporated, a prominent player in space systems and launch services, has announced a significant agreement with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Under this new mutual agreement, Rocket Lab will provide Neutron launch services to the agency through its existing venture class acquisition of dedicated and rideshare contract, commonly known as VADR. This marks a notable expansion for Rocket Lab, which has been a trusted partner for National Aeronautics and Space Administration missions with its small orbital launch vehicle, Electron. Rocket Lab has shown its capability with time-sensitive back-to-back launches for the VADR Prefire missions and similar quick turnarounds for the VADR Tropics missions in May 2023. Now, with the inclusion of the medium-lift reusable rocket, Neutron, Rocket Lab is poised to further broaden access to space for a variety of missions. Neutron is designed to cater to both commercial and government customers by deploying payloads of up to 13,000 kilograms to low Earth orbit. This capability makes it suitable for deploying constellations, national security missions, as well as science and exploration payloads. Neutron not only enhances Rocket Lab's offerings, but also aligns with the company's strategy to become an end-to-end space company, capable of building, launching, and operating its own constellations. Rocket Lab's founder and chief executive officer, Sir Peter Beck, expressed his enthusiasm for the partnership, stating that Neutron brings choice and value to the launch industry and is perfectly positioned to support the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's goals with VADR. He highlighted Rocket Lab's long-standing reputation as a reliable launch partner and the company's pride in expanding this relationship with Neutron. As Rocket Lab progresses with the development of the Neutron launch vehicle, significant advancements are being made on its launch site at Wallops Island, Virginia, with completion expected soon. The debut launch of Neutron is anticipated to take place from Rocket Lab Launch Complex 3 in Virginia in mid-2025, marking a new chapter in the company's mission to expand its launch capabilities. NASA is set to launch a groundbreaking mission that will provide the first global images of Earth's magnetosphere breathing from the surface of the Moon. This mission will be carried out by a new instrument called the Lunar Environment Heliospheric X-ray Imager, or LEXI, scheduled to launch aboard Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander on January 15th. LEXI will capture X-rays bouncing off Earth's magnetosphere. Upon landing, LEXI will point its sensors back at Earth for a six-day period to capture the dynamics of our planet's magnetic field. This innovative instrument will allow scientists to observe the magnetosphere's response to solar wind, which can cause it to shrink and push toward Earth or expand outward. Hunju Connor, an astrophysicist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and the lead for LEXI, highlighted the significance of this mission, noting that it will be the first time scientists can observe the magnetosphere's movements from such a unique vantage point. This data is crucial for understanding how space weather can affect Earth's infrastructure. Earth's magnetosphere, created by the movement of molten metal within its core, acts as a protective shield against cosmic rays and solar wind. When these energetic particles interact with the magnetosphere, they can trigger geomagnetic storms, leading to phenomena like auroras, but also posing a risk to electronics and satellites. The LEXI mission is particularly important for addressing lingering questions about how space particles affect Earth, whether their impact is continuous or occurs in bursts. By gaining insights into these processes, scientists aim to better protect satellites and other space-based infrastructure. Brian Walsh, a space physicist at Boston University and principal investigator for LEXI, emphasized the mission's potential to make complex space physics accessible. LEXI's observations will provide a clearer picture of Earth's space environment, contributing to our broader understanding of space weather and its impacts. If you have clear skies on Monday night and a few moments to spare, make sure to catch the full wolf moon. Rising just before sunset on January 13th, this celestial event will light up the night sky until it sets after sunrise. But that's not all. Mars will perform a rare vanishing act as it dips behind the moon and reemerges later in the night. The full moon in January, known as the wolf moon, is named after the howling of wolves, which is often heard at this time of year. This name comes from the Maine Farmer's Almanac, which in the early 20th century began printing names for the full moons, drawing from indigenous Anglo-Saxon and European traditions. The howling was once thought to be due to hunger, but we now understand it as a way for wolves to communicate and strengthen social bonds. On the night of January 13th, the moon will be visible near the constellation Gemini, with Orion and the winter triangle of bright stars, Procyon, Sirius, and Betelgeuse, nearby. Mars will be especially close to the moon as it reaches its closest and brightest point in the sky, known as opposition, on January 12th. This is when Mars, Earth, and the Sun align, bringing Mars to a distance of about 96 million kilometers from us. As the night progresses, Mars will briefly disappear behind the moon in an event called a lunar occultation. Depending on your location in Canada, you could see Mars vanish for anywhere from 5 to 75 minutes. For example, in Toronto, Mars will be hidden from 9:18 to 10:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This celestial alignment offers a unique opportunity to observe a rare astronomical event. The path of this occultation stretches across much of North America, the North Atlantic Ocean, and northwestern Africa. Canadians will have to wait until the late 2030s or early 2040s to witness a similar Mars occultation. So, if you find yourself under clear skies on January 13th, be sure to look up and enjoy this remarkable cosmic spectacle. Moving on to our discoveries segment, we're thrilled to announce that NASA has released breathtaking footage of the northern lights captured from the International Space Station. This dazzling display of auroras, also known as the Aurora Borealis, was recently uploaded to YouTube, allowing viewers to experience the spectacular light show from the unique vantage point of space. The video offers a stunning perspective of the northern lights as seen from above, showcasing vibrant waves of green, pink, and purple dancing across the Earth's atmosphere. These mesmerizing visuals were captured by astronauts aboard the International Space Station, who had the incredible opportunity to witness this natural phenomenon from a vantage point like no other. Auroras occur when charged particles from the sun interact with the Earth's magnetic field, creating beautiful light displays in the polar regions. Observing them from space provides a rare and awe-inspiring view that highlights the dynamic interactions between our planet and the solar wind. For those interested in experiencing this cosmic spectacle, the video is available on NASA's official YouTube channel. It's a must-watch for anyone fascinated by the beauty of our planet and the wonders of the universe. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.